And welcome to your show, Geeks Are Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. I'm your host, Bill, and this week we have Anthony.
Hi.
And Anna.
Hello.
And Ted.
Hi.
And you can contact us by going to geeksarewired at, or by emailing us at geeksarewired@gmail.com or calling us at 801-896-4335. Or 801-896-GEEK. And you also can help support us by going to patreon.com/geeksarewired. And you get access to the podcast early, or you can chat with us on Discord, or be great like Dave.
Dave is great.
Or you can be greater. Or you can be the great test.
Yes.
But Dave is great.
There's many greats. But Dave is the only one right now.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Ted.
Do you
know who's the one true great?
Do you know who's not great? Stanley's former manager.
Why?
You need to throw it in the show notes.
I can do that.
Okay.
But Stanley's former manager has been charged with 5 counts of elder abuse.
Stanley.
Stanley, as in the creator of all of the Marvel superheroes. And did a cameo in, like, every one of the movies, even after he died.
Huh.
From what I was hearing, he was keeping the family away from Stanley, the manager. He actually moved Stanley into a condo
mm-hmm.
away from his house so that, like, his family and people couldn't find him and everything like that.
So this may have also led to him not getting medical help that he may have needed?
Yeah.
So that's just a travesty. Pretty horrible thing.
The reason why I asked what Stanley, because there's also a Stanley company.
Nope, Stan.
Okay.
The Lee, the man.
So that's why I asked.
Yes.
Just to clarify. So that people don't think I'm heartless and don't know who Stanley is.
Well, that doesn't mean heartless. It just means you shouldn't be on the podcast.
Yeah.
No, it just
means probably true.
Educate you.
I don't know why I'm here.
Do we really know why any of us are here?
Some of us.
Oh. I'm here because of something my parents did, and they're there because of something their parents did, and that goes back for quite some time.
Ooh.
That's all I know about that. So, way to start on a downer, huh, guys?
Well, better start than finish.
Yeah.
Oh, you added it to the show notes?
Yes.
Okay.
Saved me time, so I don't have to be...
Ta-da!
So I can be lazy. Hooray.
I am going to move towards the good news with Amazon and Google being friends, and I have a Chromecast. I can eventually, once they finally
fix this. Isn't this old news at this point?
Wait.
Well, that part is old news.
Oh.
This show is not old news.
Oh, okay.
Does that mean that I didn't have to move my Chromecast across my house and I could have cast my Amazon?
Not yet.
Okay, so they're
eventually.
Still not friends.
They're not friends currently. They have to, you know, how software works. It has to take like 3 to 6 months to a year to make things
not when they
work.
Already had the feature developed to begin with, and they just turned it off.
You know how much effort it takes to turn things back on?
Sometimes, yeah.
So
there's probably a joke in there somewhere, but we'll go on.
We'll just leave it at that. We'll let.
Listeners, fill in the blanks.
Yeah.
It's not always a good thing.
You can call us and fill in the blank for us.
Yeah, that could work.
Yeah, or email.
All right, what were you trying to get to?
A new superhero show from Amazon called...
Original, or is it from a comic?
It's or original.
Oh, The Boys.
The Boys. It has Bones from Star Trek, the new Star Trek. I actually forget what his name is off the top of my head. He's been in lots and lots of things.
Yes.
Carl Urban. That should have been a lot easier to remember.
Not for me.
But what happens is there is a lot of superheroes. They do whatever they want. Obviously, these superheroes have been borrowed from Marvel, DC.
And anything else.
And everything else.
But they're like generic versions of them, right?
Yes, they're generic versions.
Wait, did I see this?
We saw a trailer for this. I think the trailer for this was at the movie we just saw.
No, I showed it last week. We were going to talk about it last week, and
it didn't
make it into the show.
No, it didn't make it into the show.
So,
but it might have been in Endgame.
You might be right, actually.
I think, like...
I think you might be right.
Specifically, the Captain America looking one looks familiar to me, and they were in the movie too. Or they were in the trailer that we were seeing, that we're all thinking of, I think. Where they have like, I don't know, maybe that wasn't it. What is the plot of this movie?
TV show. It might have been a comic, actually.
Okay. Yeah,
it is a comic book.
This is the trailer I'm thinking of, though. Yes. I liked it.
It was a comic published by Wildstorm before moving to Dynamite Entertainment.
When was it produced?
2006 to 2008.
Oh, never heard of it. But I'm not really in the comic book.
It kind of has the Preacher style look to it.
Reminiscent of a lot of the art in the Vampirade books. The Masquerade.
Superheroes do what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And one person is going to put them in line by spanking them.
That's only one?
It starts with one.
Okay.
I'm sure he's going to get a team.
They do much more than spanking.
No, they're going to spank him. No, so how do you spank a superhero?
I don't know.
Boom.
Boom. Okay, so that is what I do. Right. And that is from the trailer.
Yes.
Boom. There was a hand gesture there. gesture, whatever.
It looks hilarious. It is totally not safe for where is the
for life, really.
No, I think it's awesome for life. But it is not for the kiddies.
Or if you don't like a lot of violence.
Yes, or swearing. Yeah. I'm pretty sure this is going to... I think the video that I had was the red band trailer version there, or unaltered. Yeah.
You don't see those too often.
If you're in an R-rated movie, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Or if you just...
A lot of R-rated movies, do you?
If you just go to YouTube and Google red
band. Yeah, I know, but I mean, you generally don't see them in the theaters, is what I'm saying. It looks cool, though. When's it supposed to be out?
July 26, 2019.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Well, cool.
It looks good. I'll probably be watching it. I'm almost done with Bones.
Oh,
nice. I finished season 10. There are 12 seasons.
Wow.
And there's a lot.
Have you seen the crossover?
I don't know, like 20 or whatever. Crossover. With, you mean Angel?
No. No, not that one.
Or Buffy
no.
the Vampire Slayer?
No. What's the one? Where?
Castle?
No. Not the actual. No, it was actually a legitimate crossover they had with one of their other shows where the guy was... From another point, I forgot. There was one of their other shows they had on that channel.
I don't know. I mean, I might not have recognized it if I saw it, because I have watched everything. There was one episode that I skipped so far, because it didn't have anything to do with like the ongoing plot, and it was like
Sleepy Hollow.
Homage to, I don't know. What season was it in?
One of them.
Dead Men Tell No Tales. It's hard to say. I started watching it because I liked the pedantism and it seemed like they were kind of legit when it came to the science and stuff. Plus, it's got Angel in it, and even though he's my least favorite Buffy character, I still like it. But then the more I watch it, I kept watching it just because I like some of the character development and stuff. And now it's just I just want to finish it, but it's really pissed me off in a lot of ways. Like, it started with small things, like they would do this thing where they would say the snakes are poisonous instead of venomous. And that's the kind of pedanticism that you'd expect them to like not do. And only one episode where they actually say venomous properly in reference to animals that inject venom into their prey or to defend themselves or whatever. Every other time they said poisonous, which was really irritating. I would have loved to see him like correct him or whatever, but that's in season 11.
Yeah. Yes.
So I haven't gotten to it yet. At certain points, it just really ticked me off. Like, there was this computer hacker and he managed to inject a virus into the Jeffersonians' computers by carving out computer code in binary in the bones that they scanned into the system. 'Cause somehow it's going to compile machine code from
it might just depends on it depends on the thing that you're scanning it into. If they found some vulnerability where that would work, yeah, it could. I'm not saying it's likely.
There's no way to execute code in an image.
Yeah, there is. There's actually been a vulnerability for a JPEG that had a thing where
that's
that
where
was happening.
Careful with Adobe.
It happens. It's so just you have to know of an exploit that no one else knows about.
You can inject or code into a JPEG.
Not that
if you,
no one knows
if
about.
If you run the JPEG as code, but how do you execute it?
There's a thing in the... It took advantage of the image viewer. It might have been PDFs. But anyways, it took advantage of the image viewer while it was running it. It caught on and like executed code. Like, it's a thing. I don't think it exists anymore, but it was an exploit.
But the image would have to be formed specially.
Like, yes.
And you'd have to know what thing they were using, and that program would have to have the thing have it. The thing displaying the image would have to have the vulnerability, not the image itself. And this was all custom software that she had built that he had no way of accessing.
Yes. I'm just saying it's technically possible. Just very unlikely.
I'm going to have to research it a little bit. I don't.
There's some ideas out there about people talking about.
There are ways to malform images that they'll like crash a system or something like that. But I don't think there's any way to inject execute code via an image specifically.
If you've doctored the image, there would be, but if they're scanning it in...
Yeah, they're taking pictures of the bones.
It'd be hard, and you'd have to... It'd just be... I think that's...
This week, we also possibly have Joey, who may be showing up at any moment.
Yes.
Anyways, I could see it possibly happening if the code... Like, they had a specific arrangement of the pixels that they knew something bad in the code, poorly written or whatever, could do something. It, like I said, it's very unlikely, but it's theoretically.
It's not within the realm of possibility.
Not unless they got into the code somehow and modified it to work exactly how it was supposed to.
The whole premise of it was that he had no access to any computers of any sort, and he carved binary into the bones, and then that injected a virus into their system, which caused their fans to not turn on like they were supposed to, and then the whole system just crashed because it overheated.
So that's
highly unlikely.
Like,
but...
like that thing, like making your fans not work, is possible. But injecting the virus via having a physical thing that you take a picture of, that's...
Yeah, like this, apparently there was a virus that used JavaScript.
Yes, but that was a doctored image.
Mm-hmm. And that was also not scanning an image scanning something turned into a...
You get the image and you modify the image, and then when it gets to the web page or whatever's loading it, then the thing will interpret it and go, oh... I'm supposed to interpret this in some way, and it'll, like,
The only way that would happen is if, like, the more feasible method would be they take the picture as it's being saved. He had code already there that just injected into the image.
Sure, I can see that.
But then that's not the idea that they proposed on the show, so I get it.
It's not even close to a
highly, highly unlikely, but feasible, but only... I said...
Never say anything's impossible.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, they broke the... They broke the suspension of disbelief
for you,
like hardcore on that one.
For you,
yeah. Like, and the thing is that they did other things later that was kind of neat that might be possible.
So the thing that you were just complaining about is, like I'm saying, a high chance of not.
No, absolutely not. Okay. I can't see that at all. But the thing that he did later was that he was, like, hacking other stuff through his local library. So he'd borrow books, take the code that they would scan, like the magnetic code,
UPC,
and he'd rewrite it and inject code into that. And then when the library would scan it,
that'd take forever.
But you could do that.
Yeah, you could.
Like, and you could take,
if there was a vulnerability,
a whole bunch
UPC,
of, you could just, like, make it store it, like, and then you just do one query to compile it all and spit it out, and you're good to go. So... that would be extremely difficult, but I could see that as being feasible.
Real quick introduction.
We already said that Joey was here.
Hello. We said you were going
to
show up.
Yeah,
we
said he might have. That could have been some random person going door to door.
Mailman.
Yeah.
You're not the mailman, are you? I mean, you are a mailman, but you're not the mailman.
Yeah, because the mailman rang twice.
No, that
he only
was
rang
Anna.
Once.
Anna rang twice.
So
Does
that make her the mailman?
She's a female woman.
Female man?
Male carrier. Mailman.
So we tried this last week, and we figured out how to make it work.
Oh, did you? How did you make it work?
You have to turn on... So Google...
You have to turn on follow-up command.
Let's explain what it is, and I'll explain how to make it work.
What it is
when you set your alarm in Google or set a activity to send off a timer or something, it just starts yelling at you, and you start yelling
explosives
Google.
At it.
Yeah, Google, stop being stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And just start yelling stop at a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't quite hear you.
No.
Well, now it's going to, all you have to do is say stop.
How do you make it do that, though?
You have to turn on the continuous listen.
I will not do that, so it will
not
work.
How do you do that?
You go into your settings in your Google Home app, and you say, continuous listen, turn on. Well, no, it means that when you do the command...
It says continued conversation.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Not the same thing.
So it means...
That is the same thing.
Yeah. So continued conversation. It means that it's not listening all the time. It means you say the keyword for Google to activate, and you give it a command, and you instantly give it, or you very quickly give it another command.
See, the thing is that mine was off. My continued conversation was off, even though I remember getting a question about that and saying yes to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I could tell my my G-man at home, G-woman, whatever, I could say something like, play The Doors and set volume to 30%.
Mm-hmm.
It would do stuff like that. Or I could say, play this thing, set volume to 30%, or play this thing for 30 minutes, set volume to 30%, and it would string them together.
Mm-hmm.
Or so I could say...
I've had better luck with that, because when I had continuous listen, it was more annoying, and this is for the echoes as well, is I would expect a pause, and it'd still be okay.
And it doesn't.
It didn't. That's why I turned mine back off.
Right.
Usually what happened is I yelled at the Google to do something, realized it wasn't going to do it or do it well, yelled at the Echo to do something, or vice versa, and basically they go, oh, I don't answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I wasn't talking to you anymore.
Yeah, I've noticed, like, I've tried to set sleep timers on my home device so that I can, like, fall asleep and not have to, like, wake up and yell at it to turn it off to, mm-hmm. you know, bother Anna or whatever. And you're supposed to be able to just say, you know, set a sleep timer for 30 minutes or whatever. It only works about a quarter of the time. The rest of the time, it's like, oh, I'll set a timer for that time. And even if, like...
What's the difference between a timer and a sleep timer?
So a sleep timer shuts the speaker off. It will say it to you. It'll say, okay, shutting the speaker off, the bedroom speaker will shut off in 30 minutes.
I see.
A sleep timer will say, okay, or a regular timer, it'll just say, okay, I set a timer for 30 mm-hmm. minutes, and then in 30 minutes it beeps really loud and wakes you mm-hmm. up, right? So
you just want it to go to sleep.
Right, but I found that if you just say, listen to classical music for 30 minutes,
mm-hmm.
it'll say, okay, check out this classical music statement. And then after it's done doing that, it'll be like, this speaker will shut off in 30 minutes. So
it's
you have to say like 4:30 minutes, but it doesn't always get the sleep part of the sleep timer.
Yeah. I'm going to bet sometimes it thinks that you're naming the timer sleep. Because you can name timers, so you can have multiple timers.
But
maybe.
Know better. Because
you'd think, but it might just...
Because that's part of the commands that, you know, the words you can't use.
I looked it up before I did it one night, and mm-hmm. I said it, and it took me like 3 or 4 tries, and then I was like, cancel all the timers. And it shut the music off and set off the timer. Like, so it shut the music off, and it was like, whatever it does.
Just a da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, it doesn't... Not horrible as far as timers
the
go.
The alarms are much better because it's kind of like a nice tune. Have you ever used the alarm on it?
No, I've used the alarm on my phone, on my Samsung phone, and I really like the way that one does it. So like if I'm on the road, you know, at a convention or something like that, and I'll tell my phone, I'll be like, hey, you know, set an alarm for 6 a.m. It'll like wake up and it'll be like, hi, Ted, Mr. Ted, because mine calls me mm-hmm. Mr. Ted. And it's like, the weather is so-and-so outside.
Oh,
it's
one of those.
This is what's going on with your life, and it's time to wake up. It's 7 o'clock or, you know, whatever. So mm-hmm. it's really nice. But just the Google one doesn't, like, if you go into the Google Home and do it that way, it won't do it that.
You can set up a routine, though, where you if you just say good morning or something like that, then it'll do all that, but it's not automatic like it is with your phone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you have to register your voice through it.
You do.
Otherwise, it just goes, I don't recognize you. Or...
If you're the only one on the device, I don't think you have to.
Well,
to set up calling and texting, you do, though. But to see your calendar, I think if you're the only one registered on
it now, I don't think you can text yet.
It might just be calling. I don't know. But
I've been calling a lot with it. It's really nice because, like, if Anna and I, like, if I want to call my mom and my mom likes Anna, I know exactly why, because Anna's awesome. We'll be sitting in the living room and I'll just tell it to call mommy. And it's like, okay, because that's the only mommy in my phone. And it'll be like, okay, and call her, and then like we can both have a conversation, and the audio is really good. I really like it. But the thing is if you don't set it up to like tell your phone like what your phone number is, then it'll just say from like an unknown number or whatever. They don't know you're calling.
Yeah.
You have to actually have to set it up because it uses the Google Voice number instead of your phone number. But if you set it up with you tell it that it's your phone, then it will actually ring as you.
Yeah, I think
on the other end.
I'm pretty sure they just spoof the caller ID for that, which is, I hate that people can do that, but it's annoying.
I've got so many features.
The Echo has some cool features, too.
No, it doesn't.
They're finally turning on Guard.
What does that mean?
Home invasions and fires.
It creates a sound frequency that runs off the home invaders and puts out the fires.
It listens for the smoke alarms to go off. It listens for breaking glass. And what you can do, so it's coming out, and it'll be under Guard, under your settings when it does. And you can go, Madam A, I'm leaving, and then it'll turn it on. It'll activate it. So when it hears breaking glass, if you have it tied into your lights, so either Wi-Fi lights or tied in through a hub, it can start switching lights on and off.
To mimic that you're home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it hears, because especially with so many people having not smart smoke alarms, it listens and it hears the smoke alarms and it can send off notifications. So you can get the notification. It doesn't call anybody.
Yeah.
But you're going to get notifications on your app. I looked at the First Alert Z-Wave ones because of SmartThings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the other thing also where like the Echoes are like, oh, this is above Google because it'll turn on your lights. Well, I'm like, so does anything that you have a hub on.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm like, and I was thinking the Z-Wave because it's not.
But it's automatic this way.
So is all the hubs. Everyone competes.
I know. It might Google be harder. I'm putting air quotes around this. Harder to configure it. That's what they would say, at least.
Yeah. Actually, I think I pulled out the show notes.
What did you pull out?
Maybe we can talk about it now.
What?
Madam A, or Amazon's assistant, is also automatic voice accessible through Windows 10 machines if you turn it on.
Oh, yeah.
Through the Cortana or?
No. Well, there is Cortana, but because Cortana, because Microsoft and Amazon are going to work together.
Is that a trigger word too?
You had to use Hey.
I think it's just an.
You had to do the Hey in front of it.
But maybe not. What is?
Cortana's trigger word.
Yeah, you do.
So, what, you just get it? Like a app or program or whatever for your Windows 10 device, and then you can say
it's built in now.
Madam A, it's just built in.
But you have to turn it on.
You should try turning it on.
I'm annoyed enough. I think I turned Cortana off on this thing.
I know, but you can always turn it back off.
Asking
you don't have
a lot.
To.
You know, you could have it on all the time on this thing, just so that if we accidentally, like, if Joey pulls a.
Have the computer
stupid.
Yell at you guys
you
instead?
You could have the computer pop up and
you know
I
can just set
for sure.
Echo in the middle of the podcast room.
Yeah, set it
room.
Right up there and then you know for sure
just
that you
trigger for a
it.
Moment, yells at everybody.
Like, and then put a dollar a dollar in the Madam A jar. Oh, we need a Madam A jar.
Or just the voice assistant jar, really.
Yeah.
So what if, like, glass from, like, dishes, like, you break a glass cup.
That was the joke there. So
everything.
Your cat knocks something over.
Mm-hmm.
It'll trigger something.
Well, but you got to turn it on, right? So if you're...
You have to turn it on, and you have to activate it when you leave.
But you activate it when you go to sleep, too, right? I mean, that's
if
the point.
You want to activate it when you go
so
to sleep.
That's so expensive.
Right. But what I'm saying, though, is you've got to actually turn the thing on. So if you're just going about your normal day, it shouldn't be listening.
Uh-huh.
It's once you actually activate it, that's when it's going to do it. So if you have it active all the time, and then you break a glass, it's kind of your fault. Does it call the 911 for you?
No, it does not. That's the other thing.
Lame.
So
there's no scare. No, you can't even tell it to call 911 when you're talking to it.
Because the Google Home can't do 911, right?
They neither argue can.
Google
that...
Google numbers?
Neither can Alexa.
They argue that they actually, don't know where they're located.
Yeah. Even though they do.
Google Fi, actually, I don't think lets you do 911 either.
I don't know. Add that smoke detector to the show notes. I'm also kind of curious about it.
There's a couple of them.
There's a couple. Gee, there's
something. One that's enabled, and then there's one that's an actual Matame.
I just need to get the home vents that are $75 per vent.
I don't even think they make them anymore.
Vents. The ones that close your vents?
Yeah, they close your vents.
Those ones, you got to be careful on them because you're usually most houses, homes, HVAC systems are designed to for them, almost all of them to be open. So if you close one of them, it makes the system have to work harder. That's one reason why they're not really popular.
You don't think the $75 price tag, per unit price tag would be?
I'm sure that's it too, but I think they started out at like $12 actually. And for some
not
reason,
the ones that Joey and I were looking at.
I know, I said started.
We just got assistance in the last, 4 years at max?
The two main ones,
It depends on how, because our phones have had them.
Well, no, I'm talking about the assistance in
like
our
the standalone
houses.
Ones.
Yeah, the standalone
ones. The plug in the wall.
Yeah. Probably like 4 years at the most, right?
The ones that are very common right now, yeah. I think they've existed for a little while past that, but they were like products you don't even know of.
I'm interested. So that's kind of my point.
Yeah, I know.
I'm interested to see what the shelf life of the use life of these things are. Like, I got a refurb one for Christmas, and I was very happy to get it. And thank you so much for the Christmas present, Anna. But like, it's failing on me. It like doesn't like to respond a lot of time. I got to reboot it a lot.
Mine does that too.
But it's the one in the bathroom, and I don't know if it has to do with the moisture in the bathroom or if it's just because it was a refurb.
There's your date, 2017. The first Echo Show is offered to purchase.
So that's what, 2 years?
That
just
was
over.
The Echo. That's
the Echo.
Echo Show.
Echo Show.
That's different. Yeah.
Oh.
I just go down it. Click on the Wikipedia article.
That one?
Yeah.
Release date, November 6, 2014.
Yeah, 2014.
So 5 years.
5 years, yeah.
Yeah. So,
and I wouldn't count the... Okay, yeah, sorry. We're doing the standalone ones. Never mind.
But yeah, so like... It'll be interesting to see, because I bet there's not a lot of first generations. Like, I bet the people who got the first generation ones have since bought the newer ones.
I don't know. Does Rafael still have his?
I have no idea.
I have one too. Actually, I don't think they've made another gen besides like the minis and stuff. I think it's still all considered first gen. I don't think they've re-released the Google.
But when a new one comes out, like with new features and stuff, you're probably going to want to slowly replace the ones you've got. If the features are worth it, right, you're going to want to replace them because you're going to have all your things have new features. And you know, today we're saying, well, I can't think of any features it can get other than being able to understand me better, and that's all done in the cloud anyway, so it doesn't matter. But, I mean, you don't know. Like, they could come with, you know, way better speakers or, like, fancy light shows, or they could be, like, self-sustaining hubs so that they do the Z-Wave and Zigbee instead of having to go through a second hub. You can just use them, or, you know, they repeat your Wi-Fi or something. You know, you never know.
Been doing it. They've got the big one, and then they came out with small ones, and then they came out with a really big one, and then they've got the one that's a tablet as well.
Right.
The Matam A or the Google Home?
Google. Actually, technically,
both
Amazon's
both
done the same thing.
They're competing with each other. I can see that. So
they also have the little tiny one that's the Spot. I wish Google would do something like that. The Spot's kind of cool.
Yeah. And I'm, you know, Anna's pregnant again, and we're looking at, you know, baby town here in November or whatever, and I'm thinking about getting the smaller one for the baby's room, so that I can, you know, play music quietly in there and have it turn off and stuff like that.
So what's nice, I have to say, over that the Echoes have over the Googles is
you can buy stuff on them.
Now you can listen through them, so you can just drop in. The bad news is when you drop in, it goes beep. So it's not like quiet drop in.
That doesn't help. I can just put a baby monitor in there.
Yeah. But you have to be careful. Don't make them too smart because there's various security flaws that's been found in a few of them. There's some other hood podcasts and security. Yeah.
But, I mean, like, the whole point, though, is I'm kind of wondering, like, if it's a good idea. I think I'm probably going to do it just because I imagine that I'll be spending a fair amount of time in that room and want to use it in different ways in there. So,
now, I would be willing to upgrade a lot of these if they would start doing stuff locally.
You already have one of each in every room. You're going to get the new ones. We already know that.
No. You forget. They're going to give me the new ones.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah. You know how many I've paid for
in
my house?
You haven't, but has it been Google specifically doing it or the place that you bought it from?
Yes.
Okay.
On all of that.
Then I have
Google,
Amazon,
and
further comment.
Third parties have all given me free assistance.
Extreme couponing, nerd edition.
Slick deals. When I see them, I throw them out. During the end of the years, they're definitely everywhere.
Well,
I shared up. That's how
I got mine.
I shared it, and it ended up being trickled down.
Because it was like sign up for the free trial of Spotify and get a Google Home for like 15 cents or something like that. Actually, so I've stayed at my friend's
house. Have we not been able to hear him this entire time?
We've had an issue.
I've been a ghost this whole time. Hello, everyone.
This is what happens when you show up late and we can't do a sound check, Joey.
Yeah, we've been talking about him.
I don't know. It might have been picked up a little bit on mine. That's okay. He hasn't. Well, he did say a lot.
You can cut out anywhere that is just dead space.
Good. So, this is going to be fun.
So, dear listeners, if the podcast was weird.
Now you know.
You blame Joey.
Behind the curtain.
We muted the mic because you weren't here, so it wouldn't pick up all the extra stuff.
And then you got here.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, this sounds weird. I look over, I'm like, I think I even looked at it. It's like, there's no sound. Yep. There's going to be awkwardness on this episode. First movie should we call that? The awkward episode.
Can you hear yourself better in your headphones now?
I mean, a little bit, but it sounds roughly the same to me.
The unexpected
host.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I probably turned it up way too loud for you. Are you deaf?
A little bit. Very deaf now.
I think everyone also realized it was suddenly like you were kind of quiet and suddenly you picked up in volume and it was like, whoa, there's a Joey.
No, I just saw your face.
Oh.
It was like,
yep.
Much surprise.
Anyways.
So that, yeah, conversation about your smoke detector going off. Now it just sounds like I'm weird.
So
it might be in the background.
Pay good money for them, and they'll still go off at random times.
Curious, though, because, like, so you've got the internet-connected smoke detectors, blah, blah, blah. But if you've got a real fire in there, there's a real chance that your power is going to go out in there. I mean,
they have battery backups.
They're battery backup, but your hub's not.
They don't go through my hub, I think.
They go through their
Wi-Fi. They go through Wi-Fi, but I think they might also, like, mesh connect or something. Mm-hmm. They do something that makes them compliant so that it counts as that connection between floors. And so I'm pretty sure that they connect to each other.
Yeah, because Wi-Fi has the same problem as the hub would.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm aware of that. They are very, very loud.
But I mean, yeah, just having dumb ones, obviously it's doesn't have the problem with the power because it's just battery powered. But
right.
And that would obviously be the same thing with the Echoes because they need power and the internet
right.
to mm-hmm. do things.
Right. So if you wanted to push to your phone, it wouldn't necessarily
or
do that
you can do like I do and have a battery backup on your Wi-Fi router.
I imagine, though, like depending on where the fire started, you'll have power for a little bit before, depending on how bad the fire gets.
Unless the power is out when the fire starts. Like then before it.
UPS
like
is on.
Like a power outage.
UPS is on everything.
Well, just make sure you don't plug too much into it then.
That's why you have all the UPSs.
Mm-hmm.
One UPS on all plugs and don't
own it. That's a lot of money, Bill.
So, speaking of UPSs.
Slick deals.
All right.
Speaking of UPSs and fires, I was just reading about another Tesla started fire in a car garage in China.
Oof. Oh, that was like a month ago.
No. That's another one just
another
recently.
One?
Really?
Like
the they
last,
had another one.
It's interesting
in the last
that
week
it's
or so.
Two in the same country.
Well, I mean, they just started. I don't know if they just started getting them or something like that. Yeah. Okay. In Hong Kong.
I'm wondering if they are like, they've got like knockoff like battery packs or something, like if they've been serviced or what.
It's hard to say.
Well,
they've been parked there for about a half an hour, and then it just started to emit smoke and flames. It took them 45 minutes to extinguish it. Yeah,
that's just the anti-theft kicking in.
What?
China's recorded at least 40 fires related to the incidents involving new energy vehicles.
Jeez.
In 2018 alone.
But that, I mean, 2018 is almost half over at this point.
Actually, 2018 is over.
Oh, 2018. I'm sorry.
Besides normal cars and like CNG cars, those like catch on fire all the time.
But they normally catch on fire after an incident. Mm-hmm. They don't just catch on fire while sitting in the garage. That's the difference.
Well, sometimes CNG cars do, and besides, if you have like a Note 7 in your car, it burns to the ground anyway.
Well, that's why you don't have a Note 7 anymore.
I'm just wondering, like, because the thing is that, you know, if I get into a wreck, I expect that there's going to be damage to the vehicle, and whatever the vehicle is, however you're powering it, regardless, you still have the chance of that fire because that energy is coming from somewhere to push it forward, right? So you're going to have a chance of fire, whether it's, you know, gas or electric, you're going to have that. But the thing is if nothing happened and then your car mm-hmm. just burned your house to the ground, that's a little disconcerting. Like, I'm very pro electric vehicle. I'm my next vehicle is going to be at least a hybrid, if not a full on electric vehicle. But just the battery technology burning up is because they're trying to get so much into so small a space. And if you get these some of the elements too close to each other, they just, or if you expose some of them to the air, they'll just ignite. And mm-hmm. the lithium is very, very
never
volatile.
Open the battery on your Apple device, or actually, really batteries.
Yeah,
yeah. Laptops. Any like lithium lithium ion.
Yeah, don't
battery. If you pull that lithium out, that the little lithium strip.
I don't
it's
think
bad
that,
juju.
I don't think the Teslas are using lithium.
Well,
they
I don't know what they're using.
Yeah, they use something else, but
it's not lead acid, is it?
I'm not sure.
Actually, I don't think lead acid burns the ground.
I don't think burn like that. But they still have individual cells that are pretty small,
right?
And so there might still be some event or accident that damages the cell, like they hit a bump really hard and something punctures the battery. But it might not burn until later, and that is worrisome.
Well, yeah, usually with batteries, like, you'll get a small puncture. You might notice a small heat up, but it takes some... It depends on how fast it runs away, but batteries usually run away. What are you looking for?
The type of battery it is. Model S electric car.
They are lithium ion.
Oh, man, it's lithium nickel cobalt aluminum oxide. That's quite the battery.
Yes.
So, but I mean, the bottom line there, and I've heard stories of like, I think you told me this one, Joey, but like the guy who, like, his battery started on fire when he was driving it, and it was like...
He ran over a chunk of rebar.
Oh, yeah,
and
it punctured
came through
battery.
The battery.
Oh, yeah, that part.
And started it on fire, and the car just told him to pull over and exit the vehicle. And so he did, and it burned to the ground, but no smoke made it into, like, the compartment while he was in there.
He was completely safe while he pulled over and got out.
Yeah, and it was, like, a Tesla Roadster, so it was, like, one of the early ones and pretty expensive. And someone was like, hey, what's your next car going to be? And he's like, a freaking Tesla.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, seriously, if it's able to detect that something's going on, still provide power and let you maneuver and do
safely,
what you need to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, warn you, like, and keep the smoke out of the cabin and stuff. I mean, that's a well-designed vehicle.
Yeah.
You know, meanwhile, you had vehicles in the 80s that if it got hit just at just the right angle on the side,
it'd
the
explode.
Whole dang thing would just explode and light on fire and burn everybody alive in the vehicle. So, that was a common thing. There was a lot of those that happened back in the, you know, 40 years ago. So,
well, that's like the
Holy
old
crap,
idea.
That was 40 years ago.
Planes that during the heavy war times that got shot up that came back, it was like, well, what do you reinforce on these planes?
Where the bullet holes are, obviously.
No, where the bullet holes
I'm
aren't.
Being
sarcastic. Yeah, because obviously you can still fly with those bullet holes there.
No, you got to go find the ones that have crashed and find out where the bullet holes are on those ones.
Yeah.
And that's where you put the armor.
Yeah, after that car burned down, Tesla's response was to thicken the plate that got punctured, and so they're good to go now.
Yeah, I think for the most part, they've done a good job of being really conscious of safety and everything like that. And there's been people like trying to sue about the autopilot and stuff like that. But from what I've seen, the biggest problems with the autopilot and all that stuff is people expecting it to do things it can't.
And that might have been from the person who sold it to them too. They might have oversold it.
Well, that's possible, but there's only one issue that I'm aware of that it kind of gets a little crabbed, like a little confused, is sometimes in construction, mm-hmm. the lanes will like end weird, mm-hmm. and it will try to make you turn left when you should have turned right. But sometimes I'll do that when I'm driving. Like, I'll be like, mm-hmm. I've got to turn left here. Oh, crap, I got to turn right. Like,
it's
so I would say you're still better off with the autopilot assisting you.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think people think it is just a self-driving car when it's not.
It's right. Not really.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're thinking it can do things it can't. So.
And they've been doing stuff to kind of help mitigate that, where if you don't put your hands on the wheel for a minute, it'll go off. Probably so, might be more aggressive.
Well, real quick on this. So apparently it's from a software update. They're overcharging the battery. But with that, they let you. We're going to wrap it up. So famous last words. Anna's running out, so go.
I'll see you guys next week.
Quite the famous last words.
Go ahead.
I'm not prepared. Famous. Joey, what's your words?
Check, check, mic check.
You should have done that earlier.
Italian, Italian, Mike, Italian.
If I had 50 cents for every math test I failed, I'd have $6.30.
Nice.